It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Access to democracy is a major topic at the start of this year's legislative session. COVID-related restrictions and extreme safety measures are keeping the public away from Capitol buildings and legislators. Senate Republican leader John Braun says the legislature should avoid highly divisive proposals during this time.
I would encourage us as much as possible to work in good faith to try to find compromises on controversial issues. And if we can't, and if it's not urgent, to perhaps set them aside until we can have a more transparent process with better access by the public.
Senator Doug Erickson proposed a common sense plan that was rejected by Democrats.
Adjourn this legislative session and immediately reconvene the legislature tomorrow in a 30-day emergency session just to handle the items of COVID-19 response in Washington state.
Majority Democrats have made it more difficult to be part of the process, but there are still ways you can get involved. Go to leg.wa.gov for more information. Senator Erickson's Freedom Package of Bills is designed to protect the constitutional rights and freedoms granted to the citizens of Washington. The Ferndale Republicans' legislation aims to protect citizens against intrusive government and promote individual freedoms.
Both in the United States and Washington State, we're seeing attacks on people's individual liberties, their rights, and their freedoms. And so I think it's important for elected officials to stand up and say, we represent the people, not the government.
Erickson's measures tackle government surveillance, internet privacy, mandatory COVID vaccinations, and efforts to silence political speech.
One of the things that we're seeing around the country right now is a chilling effect on free speech rights, where people are being fired if they express their opinion, where people are actually calling for purges and all of these things to be done to individuals.
He says the Freedom Package of Bills is needed now more than ever because individual rights are simply under attack. A resolution extending 26 of Governor Inslee's pandemic-related proclamations indefinitely passed in the state Senate despite all Republicans voting against it. The Republicans say now is the time for the legislature to examine restrictions and proclamations made by the governor. Senator Linda Wilson says otherwise they could last forever.
We have emergency orders that have been in effect for over 10 years. And in fact, there's one current order that the governor issued in June of 2013 that's still standing. So indefinitely could be a very long time.
The top priority for Democrats just 3 days into the session was to withdraw the legislature from its own oversight responsibilities. Senator Phil Fortunato says,
my constituents have been asking me, please help us, please do something. And my response was, we can't, as your elected official, I am reduced to writing letters to Santa Claus. I write letters to the governor. I can't do anything until we're in session. Now that we are in session, after 10 months, we are finally here. We are finally in session. We are saying that we are ceding this back to the governor.
Fortunato agrees with many of the proclamations and even has a bill to make some of them permanent, but says the majority's action removes a necessary check on executive overreach. A state senator is calling for a school employee vaccination day. Senator Brad Hawkins.
I'm calling on Governor Inslee to designate February 1st as a statewide school employee vaccination day and to allow local providers to coordinate access for any school employee who wishes to get vaccinated.
The East Wenatchee Republican says it doesn't have to be complicated.
I mean, let's not overthink this. Let's start planning today. We can set aside 2 days in February for both doses, and providers can get lists from their school districts. They can ask staff to present identification cards, and we can start getting the vaccines in people's arms.
Hawkins acknowledges the challenge of coordinating vaccinations, but says the state's top-down approach limits flexibility at the local level.
I'm really thankful that the healthcare providers in District 12 have been successful at getting our allocation of vaccinations administered, but the state should really simplify things and provide more local flexibility for decision making.
Increase affordable housing and reduce barriers to condo construction are the goals of a bill in the legislature. The timing is right with lingering COVID uncertainty and skyrocketing housing prices. Senator Mike Patton's measure was the subject of a Senate committee hearing. The Spokane Valley Republican says the committee is concerned that condos are not accessible for many buyers.
Normally is a positive thing to give people a chance to own something and be part of of a community.
Condo developers face costs not associated with other projects, such as townhouses.
Cost is $200,000 more for the condominium due to all the extra inspections, and there has not been a big, big difference in any problems with the condominiums versus the townhouse. The same unit, and it might cost $200,000 more.
Patents legislation would streamline the process, reduce some costly regulations, and increase financing opportunities. That's what happened this week in Olympia. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.